Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yep. Hope your Thursday is going well. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man, John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. That's Figgy Fig with his sunglasses on. And it's an overcast day, too. That's the funny thing. I understand why you're wearing them. It's like it's more about the lights inside than it is light outside. It's just a funny look.
Yeah, like I ain't want to have the room all dark.
You should.
Nah, man. They don't look good on the camera like that.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
That's true. It looked kind of weird.
He's a creator, man.
And then y'all won't be able to see me. It was a couple times.
What are you trying to say?
It's a good look, though.
No, it was a couple times in the past where we did used to have it dark in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the host used to complain, "Can't see in there."
Yeah.
So now we made sure the lights on.
When Figgy does that voice, it makes me laugh every time. We mentioned this in What's Poppin'. It's kind of some breaking news. Sounds like too strong, but it's a story that's happening out there in Indy. According to James Boyd of The Athletic, who covers the Colts for The Athletic, apparently Shane Steichen said that quarterback Anthony Richardson sustained an injury to his throwing shoulder last week. It's the same AC joint that he messed up previously. And so that leads to this very interesting reading of this, is that he doesn't think that Anthony Richardson will need surgery at the moment, but also he hopes that that quarterback Anthony Richardson can come back, quote, at some point during the during training camp. No timeline.
So
see, that's a little scary.
It is, but it's also a little bit, you know, you kind of let people know what the situation is.
You're comparing this in that way.
All I'm saying.
I think it's very distinct.
Listen to my words.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
See what you're doing here.
I'll shut up.
It's like when you're talking to your grandchild. Listen to my words. No, you kind of establish what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You set a certain amount of, you know, expectation and reality for fans and media and you know whomever it might be of what's really going on there, and you start to get a good gauge of when to actually expect, you know, in this case, Anthony Richardson back.
Well, I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. The situation, though, is that it's no timeline. Mm-hmm. So that's tough for them.
That's the scary part right there. The no timeline. We don't think he'll need surgery and not sure and all that. That's some scary words to say.
Yeah. Daniel Jones, come on down. You are the next quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
Right now, right?
Yeah.
Right now it is.
Yeah. Who behind him?
Mm-hmm. Is Ellinger still there?
Yeah, I'm about to say, is it still Ellinger?
Yeah.
Yeah, but woof. Okay, it's starting to get a little clear as to what that looks like, though.
Yeah.
Although, If you wanted to make a case for Daniel Jones as quarterback there, which I don't know why you would want to, and I actually don't know why I'm doing it right this moment.
You could do it.
Is that when last time Daniel Jones was good, you had him in a backfield with a really good running back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do they have in Indianapolis?
They got that.
Him in the backfield with a really good running back. Mm-hmm. And a couple of targets that you can get the ball to, which I don't know. I think that his targets now might be better than what he had at the time with the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't love Daniel Jones, and I still especially don't love him against this Texas defense. So, vaya con Dios. Like, go with God, Indianapolis Colts. and suck it because you're probably going to lose both them games.
Suck it.
However, you were making kind of the comparison with C.J. Stroud. I mean, where do we go from here now? Now that we are where we are with this, right? There's kind of this general soreness is the company line that mm-hmm. the Texans have given us. But you have, you know, all sorts of people weighing in. We talked about it yesterday that there was the hypothesis from Chris Sims that maybe this is tendonitis, which mm-hmm. I was thinking about. I was in the car in traffic yesterday, and I was thinking about it because, like, I have tendonitis, or I've had tendonitis, mm-hmm. in my right quadriceps, like right above my right knee.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this was a long time ago. I talked about it. I used to, you know, stand on my feet a lot, mm-hmm. and that was the overuse of it. I haven't really gotten rid of the tendonitis per se. Like, it doesn't bother me very much. Like, I try and rehab. Like,
you can deal with it.
But then if I'm on my feet too much, mm-hmm. here it is as an issue again. Now, of course, I'm not saying that's absolutely what it is. But there's other people that have kind of weighed in here. I know that people were really kind of upset at Trey Wingo because that's like, oh, national perspective. Dr. David Chow, who mm-hmm. I think he is a former kind of a football doctor, like in the NFL. And now he kind of is a media doctor for sports mm-hmm. injuries, tries to kind of diagnose as much as best as he can from a distance. He seems to very much point to the idea that the whatever this injury is does mm-hmm. not seem like it would track with, you know,
lingering
injuries from the football season as we had kind of thought about maybe like with the, you know, the battering that he took with the Jets or what have you. So, like, where do we go from here in your estimation?
Yeah, that was interesting because these things have just all piled up. You know, we mentioned yesterday, I mean, trending number one in sports nationally yesterday was C.J. Stroud. I mean, this is a story that a lot of people, you know, you just mentioned three of them, you know, are sort of gravitating to and commenting on. It's big. Let me ask you this first. Do you think in his heart of hearts or in his mind, D'Amico Ryans wishes he would have handled that question differently? It was because to say what he said, it just didn't hit.
I think the part he probably wished he could have said is, I mean, I would have just said no.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have surgery, and then maybe follow up like, all right, that's it for CJ questions.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that no is the answer.
He tried.
I have a feeling that no was the answer. However, I can't. If no wasn't the answer there, I can understand why D'Amico didn't say no, because D'Amico does not strike me as a dude who would lie for the sake of getting people off his back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again,
he said shoulder soreness after they had said.
And he tried to jump out from the beginning before anybody asked him anything.
Yeah.
I know y'all about to ask about
that's
CJ.
Right. Yeah.
So he tried to get ahead of it.
I'm guessing that would be the one thing that he would take back if he could. It was just like the fact that he got a little frustrated with it. And I'm not blaming him for getting mm-hmm. frustrated. I kind of know what happens when you get those repeated answers. Like, he's still in that place as a coach where that, I mean, and I don't know that you ever get out of that place where it gets annoying dealing with some of these things with the media. Like, I understand it, right? Like, we've all been in that place where you've had to answer similar questions, if not the same question,
mm-hmm.
and you get frustrated. I get it. And he knows that's part of the job. And I feel like maybe in that moment, just, you know, handling it in a little bit better because we have all pounced on that particular
reaction. The nation has, in terms of sports commenters and sports news outlets, et cetera. And I think he wishes he would have just stuck with the original narrative of everybody's on their own pace. Everybody's on their own schedule. Because it went from, mind you, with C.J. Stroud not throwing at any point that we saw in between his first comments mm-hmm. about C.J. Stroud to his latest comments about C.J. Stroud. It went from everybody's on their own schedule to shoulder soreness.
Sure.
That to me is what I think he might have, probably shouldn't have said that, you know, but because now, I mean, I believe him. I mean, obviously, you know, shoulder soreness is a thing. So what do they do now? Because of this, I'm not going to say uproar, but attention
mm-hmm.
that is just escalated and elevated about.
In part because of us. I don't want to step away from any of this, right?
In part because of us. In part because of what he said.
Sure.
Large part because of what he said. How do they approach this now moving forward? Because I fully do not expect him, if they're monitoring like this and it's shoulder soreness, and I hope I'm wrong, and I just for the record again, just to reiterate, everybody in this room, Figgy, Reggie, myself, I can speak for y'all. We all think he's going to be in training camp. We all think he's going to play game one. You know, that I think ultimately it's going to get there. But he does have shoulder soreness. I don't expect him to be at OTAs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To be throwing.
Oh, and mandatory minicamp.
I mean, mandatory minicamp.
Coming next week.
Yeah. I think if they're that confident where it's no big deal, just general soreness, then I don't think they have to do anything. They could just keep just hold them out until training camp.
Yeah, I think
just worried that if it is something serious and they know it's something serious, then I feel like we got to act on it as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, and that's I don't believe this organization to be haphazard with the health of their players. So I imagine that it'll be the company line remain the company line. They'll allow us to have we'll do whatever we do on this outside, and the larger we is what I'm talking about in that instance. And they will hold that until they feel that he is ready to get out here and do that. This interesting question here that I'd like to throw to you, Mr. Journalism Man John Lopez, that comes in from the 832. What obligation does the assembled media have to respect a coach's request when he says, that's it for questions on a subquest?
I think it's common courtesy to go ahead and end it there. But keep in mind, that was the third question or second.
It was the third. Or maybe the third time he addressed it, because come in immediately.
He came in with it. I think it was like three questions.
Generally speaking, you know, you need to get to the most important part, which Will Kunkel did, has he been injured? And after he says that's it, I think you can certainly go back and ask again. You don't have to necessarily, you know, abide, behave. But I think most people just generally common courtesy. Okay.
Yeah. I thought New York media or something they don't give a damn.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought B. Scott did a fantastic job highlighting kind of the media's the responsibility and the nature of the dynamics between media and team. The objectives don't necessarily align in some instances.
Right.
There's the, you know, common courtesy of, hey, yeah, I'll respect your wishes when it does not conflict with what I need to get done.
And with the obligation.
If there is a follow-up question that you deem to be necessary, which I think is where Will Kunkel's question there fell in, then I think you go, hey, I understand that you don't want to talk about this, but this feels like this is necessary in this time that has been given for us to ask questions of you. I think that that's the time where you do that. So somebody said, is he injured? Where would he have gotten the injury, you suppose? I don't have a great answer for that. Like, we don't have much of, and if it's soreness, that seems like it would lend towards something of overuse. We haven't heard much from what he has been doing in this time off. I can easily believe, or you know, I can easily get myself to see, because of what we know about CJ Stroud, his desire to win, kind of the way how hard he took the end of the season and really the way that the season went. I wouldn't doubt that he's been in the lab just trying to work on his game. Maybe he's thrown one too many passes.
That reminds me, I wanted to get back to what Figgy said earlier, talking about like, if he is injured, if it is, you know, something more serious. I actually don't think, I believe both things. I believe the report about tendonitis, or the speculation about tendonitis from Chris Sims. And I also believe that it's general soreness. I don't think it's like a major injury. I think we kind of know that just from the way he's behaved. And he's still out there with the handoffs and he's done shooting threes and all that. I don't think it's a major thing by any stretch. And that's why I believe that he's going to play. What I do think is potentially an issue and potentially a big issue is tendonitis, if it lingers, as you talked about, can become something much worse. And he's not going to not throw the football. You know, he's not going to not get hit.
But that's why you hold him out at this given time, yeah, right? Yeah. But that is what it is at this point.
Hey, now.
It is what it is,
with
man.
With C.J. Stroud. And, yeah. I mean, at this point, we have the data points that we do, and next opportunity for a data point on what's happening with him, next opportunity for the media to be in front of D'Amico Ryans and possibly pester him again about what's happening here will be next week when mandatory minicamp starts up for your Houston Texans. And one of the men who will be there, man who is always there and with all of the energy in the world, no, not Nick Cayley. I know he has a lot of energy, but the original energy bringer on this Texan staff, Frank Ross. Yeah. Frank Ross, I think he might be your favorite person on the staff.
He is.
Personal relationships be damned. He might be your favorite person on the staff.
Yeah, he is from the outside in. Now that I think about it, probably my second favorite on the staff. But
disagree.
I like him a lot.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong about your own personal favorites.
And, I like him a lot, he's got a good thing going, huh?
Yes, he does. Yeah. So, I mean, since 2022, he's been doing something. And we've heard a little bit about, obviously, the Texans make us known of what, you know, what they're doing, especially when it's outreaching towards the community. But Jonathan Alexander of the Chronicle kind of wrote an interesting piece about Frank Ross and the, you know, the charitable thing that he does annually and has been doing since 2022, which is, you know, providing haircuts for the homeless. And it's something that he'll be doing tomorrow as well. And this is something that it's, like I said, an annual event. And some of the other guys, some of the guys on the team have jumped up and obviously wanted to jump in. I imagine some of that's because of the greatness of the cause, but some of that I imagine is because of the dude, right? Who Frank Ross is. Aziz Al-Shaair, experienced homelessness as a child. He's talked about this. He's one of those people that absolutely wants to jump in there. And so, like, it's kind of incredible seeing Frank Ross, be this kind of guy where you see that passion on the field and it makes sense that it completely makes sense that it translates onto the field. It speaks to this organization, the people that they have in it, that Frank Ross has this particular thing, and the Texans kind of help facilitate it.
Yeah, and I think it says a lot just about the character of the man, because a lot of times every NFL team has these causes and charitable organizations with which they deal, and it's kind of a formal thing for the head coach and specific players. Hey, and they send out the emails. Hey, we're going to be at the Boys and Girls Club. Hey, we're going to be at this and that. Etc. And then they kind of designate players to show up and be a part of it, unless there's players who volunteer. But Frank Ross, this was his baby.
This was he
created this.
Right.
Yeah. He brought this up. He's doing it for the homeless. And I think that's why it says a lot just about him.
Yeah. And so it's something that he's doing tomorrow in the evening. Covenant House is the organization that he is working with and the place in which he will actually be bringing his coach's cuts to. And so obviously that's something I imagine near and dear to his heart. If you have an opportunity to support Covenant House just in general, I'm sure that's something he would love. But the fun thing that came out of this particular story about Frank Ross that I still haven't gone and watched it, and I feel like that's going to be my homework for today, is to go and watch this. Frank Ross, as evidence of the type of player's person that he is, when he was in college there in Ohio in D3, the program needed a little bit of money, right? They don't have the same money as your boys at Texas A&M going through the program. And so they needed a new weight room. They needed new equipment. And so what did Frank Ross think? I'm going to try and apply to get on this game show, which very much seems like a sitcom, like a 90s sitcom.
Yeah.
Where are we going to get $53,000, $53,241?
Like a Brady Bunch. Let's get Davy Jones to perform at our...
Oh, my goodness. Look at this talent show where the prize is $54,381. Yeah. Like, that's what it felt like. Yeah. But he applied to go on Deal or No Deal.
Remember we asked him about that
thing?
Yeah. He was great.
And he was on Deal or No Deal.
Mm, yeah.
And now I need to watch this because I mean, and of course, have you guys already seen it?
I looked. I think we all looked. It was hard to find. It was probably out there.
It's definitely out there.
I just didn't find it.
200th episode of Deal or No Deal. Yeah. He was on it. And I can just only imagine what his personality shows up on Deal or No Deal. And the question I wanted to ask you fellas before we go here, what is the best, though? Like, I know this is the one that he ended up on. What's the best game show for Frank Ross to end up being Deal or No Deal on?
Wow, that's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, obviously, yeah. Frank Ross's personality, like, I kind of would see Frank Ross on The Family Feud. Mm-hmm. I feel like that'd be fun. I feel
the
like
energy,
the energy,
though. Yeah, the energy is what's going to do it. By the way, those John Carroll guys, the two highest energy guys out there, Kaylee and Frank
Ross. And Casario, right?
And,
yep.
And Casario.
Yeah, queer, one of these
that's
things
the school
is not
of football
quite like
right
the
there,
other.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bedrock of coaches.
Yeah, football guys were born there. Yeah,
football guys.
And yeah, probably Family Feud.
Yeah. I'm very
do the clapping and yeah.
I will
X hands when the other team is.
Bad answer.
What's the other show that Drew Carey hosts now?
Is he on Price is Right? Is he still on Price is Right?
Yeah.
He would be great on
Price is
Right.
Yeah, Price is Right.
Running down the aisle.
Yeah.
Form running down the aisle.
Yeah,
form. That's what it is.
I'll never forget the dude from Breaking Bad was on.
Was it Aaron Paul?
Yeah, it was Aaron Paul on there. And he was like so hyped. I can see Frank Ross on Price is Right.
I need to figure out which game Frank Ross would be best at on Price is Right. But I will do that off air. From the 832, we have Davis Mills money. Money Mills will be good. All right. And then from the 713, thank goodness we drafted a quarterback, huh? Not to burst your bubble. Your quarterback is also rehabbing from an injury that he had in college, mind you, in Grand Rapids. But don't worry about it. Davis Mills, Keaton Slovis, they're giving the fellas good footballs there. They're at OTAs, Slovis. I imagine, if they need him to. They'll keep doing them during mandatory minicamp as well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, look at the time. If it ain't the time where we typically do our lunchtime confessions right here, and we'll do that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.